reason most agents can't close 100 sales per year is because they work too hard trying to keep track of all the transactions going on simultaneously. The system I created to overcome that obstacle shows me what tasks on the checklist are due each day, and I don't have to worry about what is on the list for tomorrow until tomorrow. A paper checklist puts people in reactive mode more than an automated accountability system that puts your next task in front of you every day. On top of that, I still have to manage to get more listings, call back the buyers who inquired about my listings, process paperwork, pay the bills, write ads to get more business, find the right affiliates, find products and services to make my life easier. The list goes on and on. It's no wonder 60% of all real estate agents don't make it past 2 years in the industry. Fortunately for me, I was smart enough to read The E-Myth Revisited and began to implement systems to help me manage my business. I had to get a lot of listings if I wanted to stay in a commission-only business. If I was going to apply the 99-item checklist to every transaction, I had to have a bulletproof system to make sure nothing slipped through the cracks. There was no room for error. I could not raise my three daughters on a roller coaster income. I knew I had to get a consistent 3 to 5 closings every month and carry 25 to 30 listings at any given time. Keep in mind, it took me 10 years to determine what these minimum numbers needed to be. Those numbers are much larger when there are people on the team with salaries and commission splits. Oh, and don't forget the personal and family needs. At one point, two of my girls were attending college at a major university at the same time. That meant 6 years of college tuition, books, and living expenses. That is why you must have a management system for every level of your team. New agents don't have 10 closings their first month out of real estate school, nor do they know where to go get that kind of business. And top-selling agents at the top of their game easily forget about the things that got them where they are today. Once success happens, they hire people to do all the things they don't like to do. They get comfortable about where their business is. They don't have to do the little things they did every day consistently that got them to that point. They hired someone else to do all of those little things. But there's a problem unless that top-selling agent has a management system in place to ensure the little things don't slip through the cracks. Eventually, those top sellers want to give up everything. Then they get frustrated that things are not getting done because the people they hired most likely did not invest time, like the real estate agent did, to figure out how to do it the best way. They haven't done the day-to-day consistent activities to become top of their game, and they don't know how to sustain the success. Don't reinvent the wheel. There is hope, however. When successful agents can document the processes that made them successful and create a system around that, they can begin to experience what E-Myth is all about. The good news is you don't have to wait years to have a team to create your perfect processes. If you are brand new to real estate and you put another top agent system in place, then set it up to hold you accountable to do what that agent did, you will increase your chances of being the next superstar in your market. I shadowed and watched many of the top real estate agents in the industry and took notes while doing so. I rebuilt their systems with my own personal touch to create my perfect process. The perfect process will comprise your management system, and that system will include every aspect of your business. You'll want an automated system that holds everyone accountable and ensures that everything gets done without anything slipping through the cracks. Be sure to keep in mind the three core E-Myth focus points to perfect and bulletproof your system: innovation, quantification, and orchestration. The hardest part of E-Mythizing your business is to set up the systems. But once you've created the systems, all you have to do is tweak them until you get the results you want every time. As your business grows and you continue to innovate, quantify, and orchestrate, you will see your real estate practice become a business that operates on autopilot as it grows bigger than you ever imagined. Perfect your systems before hiring. As your business grows and you add people, you want to make sure whoever oversees your lead capture and conversion systems continually quantifies the results. If you don't get the results you need to make a profit, you should tweak your systems to get the results you want. This will determine how successful your business will be. When you run your systems through these three core focus points, your business will grow and your client fulfillment system will get better and better. In the people section, you will find out more about getting buy-in from your team and taking them through the innovation, quantification, and orchestration process. When perfected, your systems will deliver an extraordinary experience to your clients, your team, and everyone else involved, and they will be excited to be a part of it with you. So the question is, how accountable are you to yourself? How accountable will you be to your own system? In real estate, most of us start out as one agent and then grow to need an assistant and possibly more people to help us show properties and list more properties. For me, in the beginning, when I realized I was the technician and wanted to move to manager and then entrepreneur, I always said to myself, how can I expect someone else to do the things at the level I expect if I can't do them myself? I started my perfect process system when I was just one agent. That system allowed me to get 45 to 75 sales per year before I needed to expand my team. Today, those systems are refined enough that an agent can get 75 to 100 sales per year as a solo agent and could even get 125 to 150 sales with one assistant. In fact, the new world of real estate will have more and more agents doing 500, 1,000, or even 3,000 sales per year with a well-oiled system. Don't hire people before you perfect your systems. You'll go crazy, and your business won't be as profitable as it could be. As Michael says, the system does the work, the people work the system. Your management system is what ensures your people are accountable. If you build your business on a people-driven business, your business and success will depend on your people. People are unpredictable, and a people-driven business is an unpredictable business model. Your system becomes your personal assistant. Think of your client fulfillment system and your perfect process system as your first hire. The system will be your first employee. If you run your system, the system will serve as your personal assistant. That first assistant is there to get you focused on the activities that will grow your business, and you won't have to pay someone a salary. Until you hire that first real person, the system keeps you focused on the dollar activities. At first, the system won't make all the non-dollar productive activities go away. The daily busy work will still be there. That leverage to get your focus off the busy stuff and more on dollar productive activities will help you bring in new business, more income, and then hire a real person to take all the non-dollar activities off your plate. It is difficult to cross that bridge from technician to manager and get on the path to become a true business owner because we have a tendency to hire people before we have the money available. Most business owners hire people praying they will do enough of the right work to bring in enough income to pay for themselves. Hiring people is scary. You are now responsible for another mouth to feed, and in turn, feeding their family. They rely on that paycheck or commission check so they can survive. Also, most technicians are so busy doing it, that they don't have the extra cash to cover an employee's salary. The technician typically will hire out of necessity when their business is spinning out of control and they didn't have a money system in place to get extra profit socked away to help make the next hire. When you create your perfect process, automate the process, and manage yourself through that process to be more efficient, you will free up time to grow your business. You will create the additional income to cover the salary of the new hire. One of the first steps in the process is to get your client fulfillment systems in place. Write down what makes doing business with you so great and get your system documented. Put it into an automated system that will manage you, even though you naturally deliver that great service. You want to have a system holding you accountable to the things you do best and prompting your clients to want to work with you. When your standards are documented and put into an action plan that happens without fail, you will be ready to leverage yourself with people. Now let's take a look at what Michael teaches us about people in the next chapter.
Chapter 9, on the subject of people. Larry Ellison, founder of Oracle Corporation, once said, "When you innovate, you've got to be prepared for people telling you that you're a nut." Every real estate agent I've ever met has complained about people, about employees. They come in late, they go home early, they have the focus of an antique camera. About mortgage lenders, they're living in a non-parallel universe. About clients, they want to buy a mansion on a town home budget. People, people, people. Every real estate agent's nemesis, and the heart of it all, are the people who work for you. By the time I tell them how to do it, I could have done it 20 times myself. How come nobody listens to what I say? Why is it nobody ever does what I ask them to do? Does this sound like you? But of course it does. So what is the problem with people? To answer that, think back to the last time you walked into a real estate agent's office. What did you see in the people's faces? Most people working in real estate are harried. You can see it in their expressions. They're negative, they're bad-spirited, they're humorless, and with good reason. After all, they're surrounded by people who need a home, can't qualify for a loan, or can't get their offers accepted. Clients are looking for nurturing, for empathy, for care, and many are either terrified or depressed. They don't want to be there. Now listen to me as I recall all of this for you, as I tell you these stories of mine. Understand, the way you hear this, you might walk away saying, "Michael E. Gerber is so negative about people, about management, about work, about money, about every single thing that goes on this planet. The way he speaks about it all, my goodness, he's terrified of what people might do to him." But hear me, I'm not. Is it any wonder employees at most real estate agencies are disgruntled? They're surrounded by unhappy people all day. They're answering the same questions 24/7. And most of the time, the real estate agent has no time for them. He or she is too busy leading a dysfunctional life. Nobody will tell you these things, but nobody. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening to the E-Myth Real Estate Agent, because we live and have thrived in the real world of distressed people, the real world of people working for less than they want, doing more than they want, and trying impossibly to completely change their life. They simply don't know how to do it. On the other hand, working with people can bring great joy and monumental frustration. And so it is with real estate agents and their people. But why, and what can we do about it? Let's look at the typical real estate agent, who this person is and who they aren't. Most real estate agents are unprepared to use other people to get results. Not because they can't find people, but because they're focused on getting the results themselves. In other words, most real estate agents are not the business people they need to be, but what I've called and repeatedly described as technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure. Most real estate agents lead an independent life. Am I talking about you? What were you doing before you became a real estate agent? Were you a corporate executive working for a large multi-location organization, a mid-sized company, a small company? Didn't you imagine owning your own company as the way out? Didn't you think because you knew how to do the technical work, because you knew so much about listings, research, sales screening, property management, that you were automatically prepared to create a great company that does that type of work? Didn't you think that by being a really positive person, a really neat communicator, a person who got along with just about everybody you met, you'd be prepared then to do that in the real estate business? Didn't you figure that by creating your own company, your own real estate company, you could dump the boss once and for all by going out on your own? How else to get rid of that impossible person, the one driving you crazy, the one who would never let you do your own thing, the one who was the main reason you decided to take the leap into a business of your own in the first place as this great independent real estate agent you intended to become? Didn't you start your own real estate company so you could become your own boss? And didn't you imagine that once you became your own boss, that great independent agent of all time, you would be free to do whatever you wanted to do and to take home all the money? Honestly, isn't that what you imagined? So you went into business, so you became a real estate agent, so you left the job, the comfort of the ordinary, to create the extraordinary for yourself, and immediately dived into work, doing it, doing it, doing it, busy, 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 until one day you realized, or maybe not, that you were doing all of the work. You were doing everything you know how to do, plus a hell of a lot more you know nothing about. Building what is called sweat equity, you thought. In reality, a technician suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure. In reality, an independent agent, thriving or not on your independent relationship with the world and with yourself. You were just hoping to make a buck in your own company, out there on your own. And sometimes you did earn, and other times you didn't. You were the one signing the checks all right, but they went to other people, when in fact you began to surround yourself with other people, as, hear this, very few independent agents ever do. Listen carefully. Be mindful of this moment. You're about to learn the secret you've been waiting for all your working life. The people law. It's critical to know this about the working life of real estate agents who own their own real estate agency. Without people, you don't own a company, you own a job. And it can be the worst job in the world because you're working for a lunatic. Nothing personal, but we've got to face facts. Let me state what every real estate agent knows, or must know. Without people, you're going to have to do it all by yourself. Without human help, you're doomed to try to do too much. This isn't a breakthrough idea, but it's amazing how many real estate agents ignore the truth. They end up knocking themselves out 10 to 12 hours a day, or not. They try to do more, but less actually gets done. The load can double you over and leave you panting. In addition to the work you're used to doing, you may also have to do the books and the organizing and the filing. You have to do the planning and the scheduling. When you own your own company, or more importantly, when you are your own company, the daily minutiae are never ceasing, as I'm sure you found out. Like painting the Golden Gate Bridge, it's endless, but puts it beyond the realm of human possibility. Until you discover how to get it done by somebody else, it will continue on and on until you're a burned-out husk. But with others helping you, using a system that works, things will start to drastically improve. If that is, you truly understand how to engage people in the work you need them to do. When you learn how to do that, when you learn how to replace yourself with other people, people trained in your system, people committed to the utilization of your system, people who become extraordinarily capable with the use of your system, then your company can really begin to grow. Only then will you begin to experience true freedom for yourself. What typically happens instead is that real estate agents, knowing they need help answering the phone, filing, and so on, go out and find people who can do these things. Once they delegate those duties, however, they rarely spend any time with the employee. Deep down, they feel it's not important how these things get done. It's only important that they get done. They fail to grasp the requirement for a system that makes people their greatest asset rather than their greatest liability. A system so reliable that if Chris dropped dead tomorrow, poor Chris, Leslie could do exactly what Chris did. That's where the people law comes in. The people law says that each time you add a new person to your company, using an intelligent, ergo, turnkey system that works, you expand your reach. And you can expand your reach almost infinitely. People allow you to be everywhere you want to be simultaneously without actually having to be there in the flesh. People are, to a real estate agent, what a record was to Frank Sinatra. A Sinatra record could be, and still can be, played in a million places at the very same time, regardless of where Frank was. And every record sale produced royalties for Sinatra, or now his estate. With the help of other people, Sinatra created a quality recording, a quality system that faithfully replicated his unique talents, then made sure it was marketed and distributed and the revenue managed. Your people can do the very same thing for you. All you need to do is to create an in quotes recording, meaning a system of your unique talents, your special way of practicing real estate, and then replicate it, market it, distribute it, and manage the revenue. Isn't that what successful business people do? Make a, in quotes, recording of their most effective ways of doing business? In this way, they provide a turnkey solution to their clients' problems, a systems solution that really works. Doesn't your company offer the same potential for you that records did for Sinatra and now for his heirs? The ability to produce income without having to go to work every day? Isn't that what your people could be for you, provided you provided them with the system that in fact enables you to have them do and be exactly who you need them to be, wish them to be, want them to be, the means by which your system for practicing real estate could be faithfully replicated. But first, you have to have such a system. You have to create a unique way of doing business that you can teach to your people, that you can manage faithfully, and that you can replicate consistently, just like McDonald's, just like Mr. Sinatra. Because without such a system, without such a, in quotes, recording, without a unique way of doing business that really works, all you're left with is people doing their own thing. And that is almost always a recipe for chaos. Rather than guaranteeing consistency, it encourages mistake after mistake after mistake. And isn't that how the problem started in the first place? People doing whatever they perceived they needed to do, regardless of what you wanted them to do? People left to their own devices with no regard for the costs of their behavior, the costs to you, the cost to your company? In other words, people without a system? Can you possibly imagine how many real estate companies operate without such a system? Can you imagine what would have happened to Frank Sinatra if he had followed that example? If every one of his recordings had been done differently? Imagine a million different versions of My Way. It's unthinkable. Would you buy a record like that? What if Frank were having a bad day? What if he had a sore throat, like I'm getting just saying this to you? Please hear this. The people law is unforgiving. Without a systematic way of doing business, people are more often a liability than an asset. Unless you prepare, you'll find out too late which ones are which. The people law says that without a specific system for doing business, without a specific system for recruiting, hiring, and training your people to use that system, and without a specific system for managing and improving your systems continuously, your company will always be a crapshoot. Do you want to roll the dice with your company at stake? Unfortunately, that's what most real estate agents are doing. The people law also says that you can't effectively delegate your responsibilities unless you have something specific to delegate. And that something specific is a way of doing business that works. Sinatra is gone, but his voice lives on, and someone is still counting his royalties. That's because Sinatra had a system that worked. Do you? Do you have a system that works? Have you created that magical cure for your inability to be everywhere at once? Now we'll move on to the subject of team members. But before that, let's see what Brad has to say about people.
Chapter 10, A Business Model So Simple Anyone Can Do It. The system isn't something you bring to the business. It's something you derive from the process of building the business. Michael E. Gerber, The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. A big challenge in any business is going from technician to manager and/or entrepreneur. A successful business will have a profit. What no one really talks about in real estate is the low margin of profit. Don't be fooled by the big commission checks. A business owner looks at profit margins. You might have thought twice about getting into real estate if you knew what 90% of the real estate agents and real estate companies' profit margins are. By the time you factor in everyone who gets a piece of your commission, the broker, the co-op agent, as well as any concessions you give, and all the expenses of running a real estate business, the true profit dwindles quickly. If you are lucky enough to be in a market where the average price point is in the millions, it might be easier to add employees when you feel overwhelmed. However, you are most likely giving away thousands of dollars you don't need to spend. Your business may not be able to sustain the lifestyle you're accustomed to. I started my real estate career in the Midwest, where the average price point was around the $150,000 range. Many agents in other markets like San Diego were making millions of dollars and only selling 20 homes a year. How much were they working if they were only closing 2 houses a month? This book should give every real estate agent the systems to close as many as 75 to 125 sales per year without a big team of people. The systems are like having a $50,000 a year salaried key administrative hire. If someone already has a real estate team, each agent on the team should be able to close 75 to 125 sales each by using the systems in this book. In the beginning of my career, I was stressed about money. By the time I got through real estate school, paid all the fees to get access to the MLS, lockbox keys, signs, I had spent a lot more money than I had planned to. Not to mention the marketing I was going to have to do to get my name out there. Do only what you love to do. Running a real estate business is a lot like opening a brick-and-mortar business in your local downtown area. You have to make a large investment up front so people will know about you and do business with you. During my first 3 years of real estate in Minnesota, no one knew me. It was difficult. I had to do a lot of extra work I didn't enjoy. Thanks to Michael and the E-Myth books, I set up systems to automate a lot of the mundane, critical tasks that every business on the planet has to do, efficiently knocking that stuff off my to-do list. That way, I was doing only the stuff I love to do. If you are happy in your job, you will attract happy clients and happy people who want to work with you, and you will have happy agents in your office. The reverse will happen if you are doing a job you think is overly tedious and not enjoyable. You will not attract the agents or clients you want to work with. Today, you might hear me say, "I must be cheating the system because I really don't feel like I'm working that hard to close 100 transactions per year." The reality is, I love what I do, and I focus on what I love to do. Of course, there are days when I don't feel like listing a house, but I do it so I can continue to pursue a job I love and get paid for it. What makes it work are the systems. In the next couple of chapters, we will talk about the E-Myth principle of estimating. That means I know exactly how long it will take me to get that appointment done. I don't worry about wasting time driving over and finding out the sellers are not home, or wondering if they're going to keep me there longer than expected. I have a process I follow that works nearly every single time. I set up my systems to track and hold accountable every person who works with me and my clients. Because whenever something goes wrong in a real estate transaction, the client blames the real estate agent. It doesn't matter if it was the agent's fault or if someone else involved in the transaction was to blame. As political strategist Lee Atwater said, "Perception is reality." Clients don't always tell you when they're upset or feel like you dropped the ball. Instead, they disappear and never call back. I wanted to stop the false accusations and plug the holes by orchestrating a better system. Throughout my systems are built-in check-in points, especially when part of the transaction is out of my control. I contact everyone involved to find out the status of their part of the transaction because this is my client, and I want him or her to have a great experience with me. We never bother our clients with all the unimportant issues that come up from the lender, title company, appraiser, inspector, termite abatement, the other agent, or the other party in the transaction. They know this, they expect it, and that is why they choose us. My systems are set up so that everyone's job in the transaction is in my system, which helps us make sure it gets done. My goal is for every person involved, from the consumer to the co-op agent, affiliates, and other people on my team to have a great experience. When you have happy people around you, you have a happy business. Nothing slips through the cracks. A proven automated system allows us to take care of all the predictable things without anything slipping through the cracks. Because we are human, we forget things. Each of us has a million things running through our head all day long. Things you forgot to do yesterday, what you want for lunch, and a reminder to pick up the dry cleaning on the way home. And then, oh shoot, I forgot to call what's his name. We do have bad days and we lose focus. If you just wing it or use your experience to get you through, you will quickly find that any given day in the real estate industry is unpredictable. When a system is running, it can pull you back on track and get back to the predictable side of real estate. The real estate industry doesn't make it easy to have an e-myth type business where you can easily give your clients a wow experience. Few other businesses have potential outcomes as devastating as those in real estate. Your clients can find out the day of closing that it is not happening. Their moving truck could be in the parking lot at the title, escrow, or attorney's office, and their plans had called for sleeping in their new home that night. Everyone else in the transaction, including the lender, the title person, the attorney, and the agents, will all go home to their families tonight and sleep in their own bed. That poor consumer must scramble to find a hotel room, stay with relatives, or go back to their old empty house and sleep on the floor without utilities. These are real people, and when they have an experience like this, they never want to move again. This is the last house they will ever buy. That doesn't do a whole lot of good for the industry. All of my systems revolve around preventing these things from happening, and our clients are aware of issues before they happen, so they are not caught off guard. Everybody in the transaction is important. I know my team members feel bad for our clients when things fall through. Sometimes they can't sleep at night when they know our client is having a bad experience. I set up all of our systems for everyone. You want to keep the good and great people on your team around for a long time? Our systems give them the opportunity to experience the same thing I do, enjoying life, loving what they do. Our systems help give them the lifestyle they want, the opportunity to make a satisfying income, or the flexibility to be with their kids as they grow up. Every system runs through the same filter. If I am not having fun, the system is broken. I won't do something that isn't fun, and our clients need to have a fun experience as well. If we are having fun, they will have fun, refer friends and family to us, and do business with us again in the future. The great thing about following my e-myth real estate agent business model is that your business gets to grow into a big business over time. Your systems will grow and improve while you are growing. You don't just dump it all in place and hire 20, 50, 1,000 employees and start selling 1,000 homes tomorrow. You will move to that zen spot of balancing your technician, manager, and entrepreneur to ultimately give consumers an incredible experience. So many businesses want to build it all and then wait for the people to show up. It never worked that way for me, and I've seen way too many real estate agents go out of business or lose everything they had because they didn't get the business principles we are talking about here. So when you begin the process of looking for people to join your real estate business, searching for vendors and affiliates to align yourself with, and finding the clients who are fun to work with and listen to your advice, it will come back to how you are feeling. Are you happy? Are you having fun? If you find yourself doing it every day, day in, day out, and not getting ahead, you can burn out. You can stop attracting fun people. The systems allow you not to get lost in the doing it every day. Get focused and accountable to do the right things more and get the mundane tasks off your list. Real estate is a dangerous business because you don't have to sell a lot of homes to make a comfortable, better than average income. Think about it. If you sell 12 homes a year and your average commission is $5,000, you will bring in a gross income of $60,000. Now, what you will realize is that a lot of people seem to want their share of your commission. You can spend around 50% to 60% of your gross commissions just to run a real estate business. If your overall expenses are less than 30% to 40% of your gross income, you might not be leveraging your money to get the most out of your commission dollars. The point here is that someone living in a high-end market could be making a $30,000 commission. If they sell just 10 homes a year, their gross could be $300,000, netting them $150,000 to $200,000. The question is, how can you master selling real estate, marketing, negotiating, and pricing homes right if you only do it once a month? Don't get stuck on the hamster wheel. I do realize that a lot of people are not like me. They might thrive on having a to-do list every day. But I suspect that they have not done their A-plus paper. They have not gone beyond the E-myth to create a big vision of what could be and then built their current business into that big vision. They might get stuck on the hamster wheel forever and never be able to dream big and go big. I know if I had to come in every day and chunk away at a to-do list of everything that needed to be done, including stuff I hate doing, I would quit doing it and eventually quit real estate entirely. If you feel like you are just barely surviving and not getting the results you want, sit down with a blank sheet of paper. Paint a picture of what you would like to have. Then start doing something different than you are doing right now to move in the direction of that vision. Plenty of people have horrible experiences in real estate, both agents and consumers. Come from the mindset that if you don't find your vision, you won't change the experience for you or your clients. If you don't change the experience, either your clients won't do business with you or you might decide to do something different, like get another job or join some team that makes big promises to feed you as many leads as you can handle. Beware. There are no greener pastures than what you can do for yourself and for your clients. This chapter is about people. So the first and most important thing you can do to implement change is to find more people. What I mean by that is more people who want to buy and sell real estate. It surprises me when I talk to real estate agents who have been in business for 1 year, 2 years, or even 5 to 10 years or more, and they only have 100, 200, or 400 people in their database. People are the key to your success. Every one of those agents has met more than that many people in his or her lifetime. They just aren't putting people in their system every day. Every person you meet is a lead. One of the legs on the three-legged E-myth stool is lead generation. Another leg is lead conversion. Remember that every person you meet is a lead. Really, the National Association of Realtors tracks how often the average person moves. The average person moves every 5 to 10 years. That means that 10% to 20% of the people you meet every day are going to be moving this year. If you meet 5 people a day, buyers, sellers, or just regular people you bump into, and see them as potential leads in the next 5 or 10 years, you would capture those 5 people a day and put them in your lead conversion system. If you did that 5 days a week for a month, you would add 100 people to your database that month. If you did that for 12 months, you would add 1,200 people into your lead conversion system. Michael makes it very clear in his E-Myth books that if your business isn't growing, it is dying. Growing means adding people, capturing leads, to your database, lead conversion system, every day, every day, every day. When you create the systems to capture and convert, you will realize that 1,200 people means that 120 to 240 people will be moving in the next year. If you add 1,200 people the second year, you will have a predictable 240 to 480 real estate sales opportunities the following year. When you get on purpose and do this simple thing, adding 5 people a day to your database. You will find out why you need an automated client fulfillment system that can hold an entire team of people accountable to deliver your world-class service and experience to your clients. Now let's dive into another important topic and see what Michael has to say about team members.
Chapter 11, on the subject of team members. The great Ray Dalio said, "Meaningful relationships and meaningful work are mutually reinforcing, especially when supported by radical truth and radical transparency." If you're a sole practitioner, that is, you're selling only yourself, then your real estate business, called a sole proprietorship, will never make the leap to a real estate agency called a business. The progression from sole proprietorship to business to enterprise demands that you hire other real estate agents to do what you do or don't do. Contractors call these people subcontractors. For our purposes, we'll refer to them as team members. Contractors know that subs can be a huge problem. It's no less true for real estate agents. Until you face this special business problem, your company will never become a business, and your business will certainly never become an enterprise. Understand, the vast majority of real estate agents on this planet never have desired to grow a business as we're referring to it, let alone an enterprise. Long ago, God said, "Let there be real estate agents." And so they never forget who they are in my creation. Let them be damned forever to hire people exactly like themselves. Enter the team members. Solving the team member problem. Let's say you're about to hire a team member. Someone who has specific skills, property management, buyer's agent, whatever. It all starts with choosing the right personnel. After all, these are people to whom you're delegating your responsibility and for whose behavior you're completely liable. Do you really want to leave that choice to chance? Are you that much of a gambler? I doubt it. If you've never worked with your new associate, how do you know he or she is skilled? For that matter, what does the word skilled really mean? For you to make an intelligent decision about the team member, you must have a working definition of the word skilled. Your challenge is to know exactly what your expectations are, then make sure your other real estate agents operate with precisely the same expectations. Failure here almost assures a breakdown in your relationship. I want you to write the following on a piece of paper. By skilled, I mean, and then complete it. Once you create your personal definition, it will become a standard for you and for your company, for your clients, and for your team members. A standard, according to Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, 11th edition, is something, in quotes, set up and established by authority as a rule for the measure of quantity, weight, extent, value, or quality. Thus, your goal is to establish a measure of quality control, a standard of skill, which you will apply to all your team members. Let me add, just like McDonald's does. More importantly, you're also setting a standard for the performance of your company. Again, let me add, just like McDonald's did, does, and will continue to do as long as McDonald's is McDonald's. By creating standards for your selection of other real estate agents, standards of skill, standards of performance, standards of integrity, standards of financial stability, and standards of experience, you've begun the powerful process of building a company that can operate exactly as you expect it to. By carefully thinking about exactly what to expect, you have already begun to improve your company. That job never ends. In this enlightened state, you will see the selection of your team members as an opportunity to define what you, first, intend to provide for your clients, second, expect from your employees, and three, demand for your life. Powerful stuff, isn't it? Are you up to it? Are you ready to feel your rising power? Now, don't rest on your laurels just yet. Defining those standards is only the very first step you need to take. The second step is to create a team member development system. There's that word again, system. You'll never forget it, because I'll never stop saying it to you. A team member development system is an action plan designed to tell you what you are looking for in a team member. It includes the exact benchmarks, accountabilities, timing of fulfillment, and budget you'll assign to the process of looking for team members, identifying them, recruiting them, interviewing them, training them, managing their work, auditing their performance, compensating them, reviewing them regularly, and terminating or rewarding them for that performance. All of these things must be documented, actually written down. If they're ever going to make any difference to you, your team members, your managers, or your bank account. And then you've got to persist with that system, come hell or high water, just as Ray Kroc did, just as Walt Disney did, just as Sam Walton did. And do you know that each and every single one of those gentlemen started their companies in identically the way I'm sharing with you here, Brad is sharing with you here, to start yours, all over again, all over again. This leads us to our next topic of discussion, the subject of estimating. But first, let's listen to what Brad has to say on the subject of employees, on the subject of team members, on the subject of growth.
Chapter 12. How to get buy-in from everyone. And what makes people work is an idea worth working for, along with a clear understanding of what needs to be done. Michael E. Gerber, The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work, and What to Do About It. The first time I read The E-Myth Revisited in my early days of real estate, something Michael E. Gerber said stuck out for me. Talent is overrated. Talented people can help you build a big business. However, the talented people we might like to hire may be successful at what they are doing right now. Think about real estate. There are millions of real estate agents in the world, but only a handful have built a true real estate business that keeps growing after they step away from it. What I mean by grow is that the business increases in size and volume significantly year after year, even when these top agents are involved in their business for only a few hours a week. As top agents, we think we need talented people like ourselves to be able to step out of the business. So we convince ourselves the person we've hired is the talented person we want so bad. Maybe we try to find them too soon in the process, or we don't talk to enough people to find the truly talented ones. If you don't want to be in the trenches every day and you find people just like yourself, don't you imagine they want the same thing you want? But what happens when you build your business with a person who doesn't want to work that hard? And what if that person leaves before you find another person like you? Does it all end? Do you come back to work? I think everyone would love to skip the hard work and immediately emulate the lifestyle of top agents. A successful business runs like a machine. If you find an agent who has franchise-like systems you can buy, and the systems get the same results every single time, you can take a shortcut. That is why the franchise business model is so successful. Those businesses are built on a system, not on people. The most successful franchise models work in any market, and they can hire just about anyone to come into their business and deliver predictable results and profits. Let me say this a different way. Imagine you had a remarkably profitable month. You worked hard. You got a big payday to reflect all the hard work. And then, on a whim, you decided, I'm going to take a day off, or even a week off. Heck, I know agents who take the last 2 months of the year off. If you build a people-driven business and your staff worked hard as well, is it possible you all would want that week off? If you were gone for a week or a month, will they work as hard as they did the previous month? I bet they all feel like they deserve that time off. Is there a system in place to keep everything going at the same pace so you don't feel like you have to get away? What about your employees and team members? What if you had a system that took away the overwhelm and your business ran smoothly, whether you were closing 2 deals this month or 20 deals? I am not saying don't look for or hire talented people. Michael makes a great point throughout the E-Myth books that when you create an extraordinary system that delivers an unbelievable experience for the client using ordinary people, you have created a business that can deliver what it promises. When you have a system that provides predictable results for ordinary people to deliver an extraordinary experience to your clients, you can grow your business with anyone who wants to be a part of your team. You will find a lot more ordinary people who want to work with you than extraordinary people. When people run great systems, the systems deliver extraordinary results from average people. Everyone on your team will deliver the experience you expect. When you find that talented person and plug him or her into that system, you will get superhero-like results. If you have heard of Pareto's principle, also known as the 80-20 rule, you can apply that to hiring people. 80% of the people you hire will deliver 20% of the results you expect. 20% of the people will deliver 80% of the results you expect. That means if you want 5 super extra talented people in your organization, you will have to interview people every day for the rest of your career. Think about it. If you want talent, you would have to interview 200 to 300 people to hire 100 average people. On your quest to find the good people, you will need to fire at least 80 of the average people who don't work out. You would be left with 20 better than average people. 15 of those people will be just good enough that you won't want to fire them. However, they still may not be the talent you were looking for. You may only find them 5% of the time. And if you hired them in a batch of your 80% and there are no systems to help them be extra successful, they may leave before you figure out they were the talented people you were looking for. Talented people push you. They will require you to be more of the entrepreneur with a big enough vision to help them achieve everything they want. The 5 people who are talent from your pool of 20 above average people will require more from you than you may have to give. When they have great systems to plug into that make them even better than they imagined, you will have the start of a business that can grow on its own. Over the past 25 years, I personally have added about 25 people to my real estate team, which is never larger than 8 people at one time. If I had to wait around for talent, or worse yet, go through 80 hires to find the talent, I would not have doubled my business year after year. I wouldn't have had time. I would have been interviewing, hiring, and firing people every day. I surely would not have been selling a consistent, predictable 100 homes a year for over 15 years, and most definitely would not have been writing this book with Michael. Fortunately, you have this book to help you create all the systems to become one of the top 5%ers in your area and not get stuck among the 60% to 80% who don't make it and get out of real estate. Think about it. There is no other opportunity like real estate where an average person without a business degree or any special skills has the opportunity to make millions of dollars and create whatever lifestyle he or she wants by fulfilling the biggest dream of all, home ownership. Wow, we have quite a responsibility. Let's talk about bridging the gap between being just one agent to hiring your first employee and eventually adding more team members. I find the majority of real estate agents are not excited about hiring people or managing people. In fact, people say to me all the time, "I don't want to run a big team like you do. That is more work than I want to do." The reality is, in the beginning, my team was just me. Then it grew to 2, then to 3 people, and we did 100 sales. That is not a big team. Plus, with perfect process systems and accountability to the eMyth Real Estate Agent's turnkey action plans, there isn't a lot of people management involved if the people on the team trust and use the systems. Your management system will hold the people accountable for predictable results. Another myth is that agents truly believe the client is doing business with them because of them. You have a business work ethic and a standard you live by, and that's why a client wants to work with you. That last part is true, but once that standard is documented, you can create your perfect client fulfillment system and automate it. That is when you will have duplicated yourself and your level of service to help more people. When your systems deliver your expected client, even using average people on your team, you increase your chances for higher profitability. The reality is, average people don't cost as much to hire as talented people. This may be the biggest challenge you face before you can e-myth your business. You see, you're going to have to do it differently than you're doing it right now. Think of it as creating a new you, a new company, and continuing to run your old company as you innovate, quantify, and orchestrate your new company. Real estate is fun. If you already love what you do and are experiencing success, then sharing that fun with everyone around you will make it even more fun. The bridge between where you are now and that next hire is a scary bridge to cross. Some agents just buy their way across the bridge. Others never cross the bridge. No matter where you are in your real estate business, whenever you reach that bridge, I challenge you to find a new and innovative way to cross it. Set up your people system to bring in enough new income so you can put away